Welcome to Local Bitcoiners, a podcast about Bitcoin meetups. In this episode, Reed and Rev talk with Matthew D. from the Ann Arbor Bitcoin Meetup.
Welcome back, Local Bitcoiners. Rev Hodel here. I'm back with Reed. And on this episode, we have Matthew D. sort of generally representing Michigan Bitcoin culture, but more specifically, the Ann Arbor Bitcoin Meetup. I'm excited to finally get a chance to make our way over to Michigan, my stomping grounds here. It's been a long time coming, and I'm excited to finally talk about the cool stuff that's going on here in Michigan. And you know, Matthew D, he is the one and only Matthew D, the one who has been on the boost streak right from the beginning, boosting every single episode, right there along with us the whole way. So it's another cool opportunity to get one of our core group on the show here too. But before we talk to Matthew D, I'm going to, as usual, tell a little meetup adventure story. And this is my hometown meetup of the Southwest Michigan meetup. And so that's the first Thursday at Dweller's Coworking Space of every, or gosh, I say that every time. No, it's not the first Thursday. It's the third Thursday. Okay, guys, third Thursday at Dweller's Coworking Space in Benton Harbor, Michigan. But this is the story. The most recent meetup there was actually the last at this location. And now the meetup will continue going on moving forward, just right around the corner at the Mason Jar restaurant. And the cool thing about this is, you know, the meetup organizers they're so well connected with the businesses and everything in Benton Harbor that we actually got this restaurant to, they close at like 3 o'clock or something. So they're opening just the bar. They're going to have a bartender in there for us. And they're going to be open just for the meetup on this one day of the month, just for us. So it should be a pretty cool new venue. If you guys haven't made it to the Southwest Michigan meetup, you should come check it out. I couldn't say what the actual date of the next one will be in August, but it's the third Thursday. I will be making the meetup on Noster for it, and it will be there on our website and everything for everyone to see when I get to that. But this meetup, you know, it was actually pretty fitting for the last one at this location. We had no new people show up, just the core group. So that wasn't very confusing for anyone. And we just had the good old roundtable format and finished off the night with some wheeling and dealing, as I like to say. You know, I did manage to pick up my monthly supply of coffee from Otis Bittmeyer, and I sold some syrup there. But actually, the coolest thing was this. There's a member of this of the local, one of the local Bitcoiners had given me a call about a month prior, just after the last meetup, and he said, "Hey man, my office was broken into, and they got my wallet. They stole my ledger, and what do I do?" And so I was like, "Man, you want to know what I would do?" And so I kind of walked him through what to do. Because he said that he had the unfortunately, he had the PIN code for the ledger in the box with the ledger. Now, the PIN code was left behind, but there was no way to know if anyone had taken a picture of the PIN code, or if they, you know, whatever. There was just no way to know if they had access to that PIN. So we were able to get his Bitcoin secured safely. And so he was at the meetup to be able to tell that story. And I think there was a lot to learn from that. I won't go into all the details because it's a little private, but it was just a cool example of, you know, this, when you go to the meetups, now you have people that you can trust, that you can call, that can help you out in these tough situations. The first thing I told them was like, just don't do anything. Don't do anything super fast and crazy. You got to just slow down and really take your time with this. Because, well, his first idea was to like make a paper wallet from some website. I was like, absolutely not. Do not use a paper wallet from some website. Please do not do that. And so, yeah, it was just a good opportunity for, somebody to get advice from somebody that they could trust just from going to the meetup for years. I mean, we've known each other for a long time. So anyways, that's my meetup adventure story. How about you, Reed?
Well, I finally have a meetup adventure story. I've been complaining the last few episodes that this is a big gap for us. So I was really glad to get back out to the meetup. We had sort of like a summertime lull, maybe. I don't know. We were up against the World Cup too, I think. It was this past weekend. you know, and it was pretty nice weather. So there could have been multiple things, but of course we had the core group. Core group always shows up. So I think there were like 7 of us, and it was great. It was actually perfect size for this roundtable format. And especially because we all know each other and we're all into like our own little different things. Like I talked a little bit about the podcast. We talked about value for value and what podcasting really is. Somebody brought up Archipelago Nodes. They had heard about that and we started talking about that a little bit. But the kind of cool story that I wanted to tell. So one of the guys, and I got permission here, he wanted me to use his name. So one of the guys who comes to our meetup is Steve. And so Steve works with, I guess he's kind of like an IT guy, but he has run his own business at different points. And he finds himself working a lot with elderly people who get scammed. So he'll come in and try to like recover their stuff and like give them some advice. And so apparently he had come across this study. And I've got the name here because I would have never remembered it. It was about his basic question was, why is it that old people are the people who are always getting scammed? It's like, wouldn't you think that like you've been around for all these years, you've got all this experience, like shouldn't you be in like the best position to like see through like all this bullshit? And apparently he read this study about the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. And really what that is what I summarize is it's your bullshit detector. So basically what it is when you're really young, that doesn't light up. It's the same reason why the example he gave is the reason why you can say like you go up to a 3-year-old with your hand and you say, oh, got your nose. And they're like, oh my God, you know, that gives them a little scare. Well, that's the same reason why the old people get scammed. They hear the either the dude on the phone or the thing on the email or whatever. And they're just like, oh my God, this must be real. And, you know, and that's how they end up getting scammed. So apparently that part of your brain is at its peak functioning right around like your early to mid 40s. And so I brought up the point. I was like, man, I wonder if that has something to do with the plethora of 30 and 40 year olds in Bitcoin, because we are the ones with the peak bullshit detectors. So anyway, it was just a great example of the roundtable format. We end up talking about stuff that I had no idea about this. You know, this is only because we tapped into all the cool stuff that just people in our community have going on, and we try to learn from each other. So I thought that was kind of a cool little story. Figured I would share. But I think that's good for me. So I'm also very happy to introduce Matthew D. So Matthew, thank you so much for coming on. And why don't you introduce yourself for a minute here and tell us a little bit about either your, you know, home meetup or any of the other meetups that you want to start digging into right away.
Thank you, Reed. That little nod you made towards the 3-year-old losing their nose, that used to make me cry so bad. I have like vivid memories of my dad taking my nose. Probably a little too late. Probably made me cry a little bit longer than most. But anyways, my name is Matthew D. Been doing the Ann Arbor meetup now for several years, and I guess I wanted to talk about our last meetup. We meet the last Tuesday of the month, and our June meetup is typically at one of the members' houses. His name is Mark, and he hosts the regular OG people who come every month, and he cooks for us, and it's like a barbecue style. And this last June, like the last week, was hotter than all get out. So we wound up just having like cheese and crackers out on the porch, and then we went inside, and he calls himself a boomer. He's a retired guy, but he used to work in the wine industry. So he does a really nice job at cooking, and then he always has like a perfect wine to pair with whatever he cooks. And he's a very good host, and I look forward to that. This is the 4th year in a row that Mark has hosted. And I think there was 7 or 8 of us there. So yeah, it's a good time. And typically some of the regular members may bring the significant other. So it's a good chance to involve, the significant other if they don't attend regularly. But yeah, that's something I look forward to. And it's been, our next meetup is coming up here in basically a week from today. But yeah, we'll be meeting next week, Tuesday. I think it's the 28th of July at Venue by 4M in Ann Arbor from 6 to 8 p.m.
It's cool that he was able to make a tradition out of that. I've been kind of in the Ann Arbor group chat pretty much, I think, since the beginning. And I think that he offered that up pretty shortly after you guys had been meeting for a while. And so it's cool to be able to get personal like that and go to somebody's house and do a meetup. Do you think that people look forward to it? Obviously the vibe has got to be completely different when you go to somebody's house. What's it like?
Yeah, I think I can just really speak for myself. I know I look forward to it. I think it all depends on the house, whose house you're going to and such, but, the vibe is great. I always look forward to a really good spread of food and, I see it just as like a personal, like getting almost like I'm going more over to a friend's house than maybe a Bitcoin acquaintance or just another Bitcoin meetup. We're in this public space and kind of anyone can walk up. It feels like, maybe we have more of a friend atmosphere in that setting. It's been a great time.
We've had a few meetups like that, it's not so much a cookout or a dinner, but we do campfires, especially like in the fall. And one of the guys has a nice place. We go like out a little bit back behind his house. And I agree. It's kind of like a more relaxed setting because you know who's going to be there. It's not publicly posted. It's just kind of the core group gets kind of the invite. And it's really just friends at that point. We all just happen to be know each other through the meetup. But as on this show, one of the things that I like to start off the show with a little bit is Bitcoin meetup origin stories. So like what was the first meetup that you ever went to? Like I don't know if you know about the beginning of the Ann Arbor meetup, but I love hearing about either people's first meetups or the beginning of new meetups.
So our story, we have like a logo, and on the logo it says block height 769975. So that's late 2022, roughly early 2023, I think. And if I remember right, there was a Ann Arbor meetup that was probably from like the 2016, 2017 era. Ann Arbor being a college town, I'm sure there was a crypto club back then too. But yeah, my first meetup was February or March of 2023. And at that time, I really was just looking to sink my teeth into Bitcoin. At that point, I basically fully shirked any poo coinery that I was doing, and it was time to, go to a meetup. So I just went on meetup.com or saw that Ann Arbor was hosting one, and it was at a brewery downtown Ann Arbor. So I just went down there, not really knowing what I was getting myself into, but being that it was one of the first few meetups, it had a lot of people. Like people can kind of come in from around the state when there is like a new meetup just to kind of get the wheels greased and get the attendance up. And I think that was a good thing. That was a good thing for me being a new member, just new to Ann Arbor, the Ann Arbor Bitcoin scene. I was like, hey, people are into this. And the setting was really chill. We just kind of kicked back, and anything about Michigan or the Midwest, it's typically beer involved, or being that it was a brewery, I had a few beers. But it got to a point where, I don't know, about halfway through my first meetup, I was looking at what I was doing. I was like talking to this old boomer guy who kind of looked like maybe Ben Franklin. And I felt like I was in this like revolutionary moment where there's like this, I'm in this like dark tavern. There's a brick wall behind me. I was talking some revolutionary Bitcoin stuff. It was a cool feeling. And I'll never forget that. You know, it's just kind of this cheesy, waxing poetic moment, but it did feel really cool. It felt like, I could get into this. And, just having those in-depth conversations was really a lot of fun for me. I'll never forget that first meetup.
Yeah, shout out GC from Jersey City, episode 2. He brought up that same point, and it was one of our clips early on. It's Bitcoin meetups are the new age enlightenment salons. It's like, oh man, that was a killer. That's so true, though, isn't it? I love the vibes at in all these scenes. So that's the that's kind of the story of that meetup. Do you want to start talking? Because I think you go to a lot of the different meetups in Michigan, right?
I do. And I think this kind of gets into sort of my meetup arc. Like, I go to a fair amount, not as much as Rev. There's no way I could keep up with him. But for me, you know, covering the southeast part of the state, there's quite a few meetups. Ann Arbor is one I attend regularly. We also have really, I would call it like the Metro Detroit meetup at this point, that meets at the Orange Pill Pharmacy. That's in Troy, Michigan. There's a couple new ones actually that I need to make it to, but I started a soap business, and I just really did it because I wanted to do this whole Jeff Booth thing, which is, I call it being a Boothian, move more of your time into Bitcoin. So I'd started making and selling soap for sats at the meetups, and people seemed to like it. It was this moment of connection between spending Bitcoin, supporting someone at the local meetup, and kind of putting a purpose to the meetup, not just getting together for beers and dinner. So I started at the Ann Arbor meetup. They supported me really well. And then I started just kind of taking my soap and my brown paper bag around to different meetups. And that's kind of what kind of got me going to the Detroit meetup. I make it to the Grand Rapids meetup when I can. And I'm looking forward to a couple other opportunities coming up, to meet some new Bitcoiners and a couple of these new meetups that we've had spring up in Michigan.
Yeah, I think the Grand Rapids meetup was where we crossed paths in person for the first time. But I think I do this monthly permaculture discussion on the first Wednesday of every month. And I remember you popped into one of those, and I didn't because I do it on Corny Chat, it's not always obvious, who somebody is or where they're coming from. A lot of times they just show up as kind of a nim. And we were talking for a while, and I was like, man, this guy's, he knows a lot about, agriculture and forestry and all this stuff. And we were talking for a while, and I was like, all of a sudden it came up that you were in Michigan, and I was like, oh, it was kind of cool you must have found your way into that from one of the group chat links that I posted up in there. And then we finally were able to cross paths at Grand Rapids. And then from there, it just kind of, I feel like we bumped into each other a bunch, just whether it was at the meetups in Colon, at the pizza shop, or, Lake Satoshi, obviously. But it's just cool. I think it's exemplary how, the meetups are just kind of spread out just enough to where Ann Arbor's a little far out of my range to get all the way over there to see you on a regular basis. But like every so often, the Grand Rapids is close enough between the two of us where we can cross paths pretty frequently. I mean, a couple times a year, it seems like, at least. And then I get to buy the soap in person, and I don't have to pay for shipping. So that definitely adds an extra incentive to get to the meetup.
Yeah, that's my big thing. I really do like getting there in person for some of those in-person connections. You know, Rev, you're all about circular economy, and spending Bitcoin with people who have a good chance at, you know, buying something that you will have at some point. And I'm really passionate about local economies, and, you know, it kind of traces back to my interest in local food. Local food was really how I got my start in my career I have now. I am a forester by trade, so that's kind of where that interest, you know, you speak of comes from. And you know, just long term, it's been something where I learned about the problems with the food system, and now, you know, come 10 years later, I'm learning about the problems with the money system. And hey, a lot of them are freaking related. So you know, I think that's where a lot of our connection came to be. I appreciate your, you know, your, I think it's monthly corny chats that you did. I learned a lot from you and the permaculture principles, and going through those really brought me back to some of my, so like the early days where I became really passionate about food.
So you mentioned the white paper soap, and I guess, so I like that perspective of just picking it up to spend more time in Bitcoin, to contribute more of your, you know, that, you know, anything that you can provide of value, and somehow find a way to channel that into the Bitcoin ecosystem. But I'd like to hear more about, you know, like, why soap? Like, is this something that you were doing before? Is it you just decided, hey, I think I can actually pull this off, and you decided to start playing around, or how did you get into that line of business?
So for me, I've always liked using bar soap. It's just something from when I was a little kid. It was like, I like using bar soap. It's just, I can hold it. I feel cleaner, whatever. But several years ago, I like to say back before it was cool, I cut seed oils out of my diet. And I noticed that a lot of the soaps I was buying and using, at the base of soap is oils. And I noticed that there is a lot of seed oils in modern soaps. But I was going to this like hippie whole food style store, getting my soap off the shelf, and it was like a couple of bucks a bar. So, but it was made with beef tallow. And I was really happy that I could find an affordable bar that had ingredients that I didn't mind putting on my body. And then one day I went into the store and I look at the label, and they changed the ingredient. I think they changed it to being a palm oil base. So, you know, if you're an environmentalist sort of like I am, palm oil, if it's like unsustainable palm oil, or it's got one of those bad labels, it could, yeah, there's a lot of like deforestation that happens, all that good stuff. That's not good stuff. But yeah, anyways, I didn't want the palm oil in my soap. So I started, you know, things kind of clicked into place. I'm like, hey, I'm going to actually sort of be the change in this moment. I'm going to start making some soap. I spoke with a couple of local farmers and got the beef suet, which is the precursor to beef tallow, rendered it down myself, made a batch of soap that way. It was a horrible disaster, but I learned a ton of lessons in that process. And, you know, things sort of snowballed from there. And I started bringing the soap to the meetups, and people, you know, people thought, people liked it, and you know, I started making like one variety, and now I have like five varieties. And at some point in the next couple of weeks here, my plan is to get a shampoo formulated. So it's how it all started, and now here I am with a business.
Those like bar soaps that you can get, like Kirk's or Dr. Bronner's, more of these Castile kind of bar soaps, I feel like they just don't last, man. Like, I get a couple bars of your soap, and I don't eat, like, I like to cut them into like thirds, because they're such, it's such a big bar. And then I take those thirds and I put one in the shower, one at the sink, you know. I'm kind of a weirdo, and I don't use soap that much in the shower anyways, you know, it's like very minimal. But so yeah, one bar lasts me a really long time, because that tallow, something about it stays nice and hard. It doesn't get that like scummy, gooey stuff that just like falls off really fast. And the cool thing about things like making soap, finding these products, right? Like if you're thinking about, okay, I want to join the Bitcoin circular economy in my local area. And I don't make anything. I don't grow anything. I don't, you know, I can't make pleb trinkets like bit axes or nodes or anything like that. It's like, I've come to the realization, like, well, food and these hygiene products are something, what you want is something that you can easily make. Anyone can make it themselves. And it's a product that people are going to need on a regular basis. That's not like, you know, super expensive. And so to go to a Bitcoin meetup and buy a bar of soap every once in a while is not a heavy lift. And, you know, if you like it, then you're going to look forward to the next opportunity you have to get it. I just feel like these things like soap and like My Maple Syrup, for example, they're great ways to find that entrance into the local circular economy. Was that like a thought that crossed your mind? Like, oh, this soap thing is just like, I'm not a farmer. I like food, but I can't grow anything given my situation. So maybe I can make soap. What was your thought process around choosing soap?
Yeah, I think it gets back to sort of that quitting seed oils and the whole like story behind, you know, just where I kind of landed. But for me, I totally agree with what you just said, Rev. It kind of harkens back. Ultimately, one of the things that clicked during that time was one of my favorite Bitcoin Talk forum posts is with Satoshi on it, is his quote where he describes Bitcoin as this boring gray metal. And if you scroll up on that thread, it's this huge breakdown of something called the Mises regression theorem. And it details out, you know, it's just basically a description of an Austrian economics perspective on how something goes from a collectible to a unit of account. And these guys were talking about this in 2009 and 2010. And this is incredible. So there's a ton of old school Bitcoin Talk forum posts that are really good like that. But on there, I think I might be misinterpreting this point of the actual original post, but he says that for something to transition from a store of value to a medium of exchange, consumables are important. People need to be able to spend repetitively that good store of value on something that is consumable. And I fully agree. You know, it gets to the point that you just mentioned, Rev, which is having something that is repetitively used over and over again. That way, you know, not only is it's a low barrier for entry, but you have a repeat customer. And I believe that we transacting on the Lightning Network are sort of the sex organs for the peer-to-peer, machine-to-machine economy. And repeating these Lightning transactions over and over again, it's the medium of exchange that hopefully will, you know, bolster and bootstrap the network to whatever the, you know, future of the economy looks like, yeah. Whatever work is coming 20, 30, 50 years from now.
So I was checking out your the website that you have for the soap, and one of the first things I started thinking about is, and obviously this is top of mind for me because we just rolled out these features, but so as you know, on the local Bitcoiners website now, we have stuff for sale. And it's, we have some stuff there, some of like our merch or whatever. But we also have stuff from the community. And so, you know, you as one of our, you know, top community members or one of the core group here, if you listed your stuff on Noster, it would show up right on our page. You could buy it on localbitcoiners.com. Have you thought about Noster at all for sales? Have you looked into like the NIP99 postings or anything yet?
I have not. I've been a really terrible Noster user this year, and it's when you guys brought that up as something that you're adding to the website, I think that's awesome. And it's probably going to have to be, it's inspiration for me to get Cypherpunk again and figure out how to get a posting up there. I would love that. Because right now, my biggest qualm with, you mentioned my website, I've gone to Square for my platform, hoping that at one point, they're going to enable, I know this doesn't make a lot of sense, they don't have online Bitcoin payments for their online e-commerce platform yet, which is beyond me. but getting like something on Noster would allow me to plug back into the Bitcoin online, you know, Noster online economy. And yeah, that's it's something that I definitely would love to get on and check that out.
Well, I don't have a lot of stuff. I actually don't have anything for sale on Noster now as it is. I got a lot of stuff that I could ship, but I find that it's I got enough demand just locally going to the meetups. And personally, I really do not like packing and shipping. So I like just avoid that a lot. I kind of dread it for whatever reason. But it does seem like Michigan has this reputation, you know, of having this great circular economy aspect to it. Even PF and Mike over there at Lake Satoshi have been talking with these, you know, the people in El Salvador and everything. And there's somebody that's like making a list of like the top circular economies in the world. And somehow Michigan is like on that list. Now, when we talk about a circular economy, it's a lot of people get this idea that, oh, I can go to a place and I can do whatever I want with Bitcoin and I can spend. And that's not necessarily the case, but you can go to a meetup and pretty much there's somebody going to be there selling something at a Michigan meetup. And I don't know, Matthew, do you have any like inkling of what is the secret sauce here in Michigan that has facilitated this kind of stuff to start happening and be encouraged more?
Well, I've kind of noticed a lot of the circular economy stuff more on the west side of the state. You know, kind of break it down east, west, forget the UP, they're on their own. They're like the 51st state for my purposes of this conversation. But no, like, I have noticed sort of this difference. There's a ton going on the west side of the state. And I break that down to there's a lot of Hollanders over there, or there's a lot of like Dutch folk. And if you know anything about the Dutch, they're great businessmen. They like to, you know, sell their wares. They're very crafty individuals. And that's sort of like how I mentally think about it. But no, I think that in Michigan, we're sort of, you know, we're a pretty populated state. I think we're still top 10. There's a lot of us. And we, you know, we are used to driving, and I think the sort of the culture is here. It's kind of just worked its way into all of the meetups. So it's definitely become a regular thing, maybe for all of those factors combined.
Yeah, you're right. There is like a lot of people in Michigan, but there's no like big center. You know, like Illinois, the vast majority of the population is in that Chicago, basically like Chicagoland area, and then the rest of the state. You know, where the vast majority of the population is in that one little spot. Whereas Michigan, it's kind of spread across pretty evenly. And then at the same time, now there's like these meetups in all these little spots. And so I think it just, maybe there's just something about that population distribution and the fact that like, you know, it's easy enough for one person to get access to like one good or service in one area and then easily go to the next bubble over, the next meetup over and cross-pollinate it. I've been trying to come up with the reason why myself, and like, I haven't been able to put my finger on it, but yeah, the point about the population is pretty interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, 80% of the people that live in Michigan live below a certain latitude. So, you know, we're all really concentrated in the very southern portion of the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. So it's kind of lends itself to this, you know, big population. I think it's actually called something, it's like this, it's like a megalopolis, or it's part of this like Great Lakes megalopolis where, you know, a massive percentage of the population of North America or of the United States is in this area. It's kind of centered around, you know, that southern band of Michigan, Chicago, all the way over to Buffalo. New York City might be in that too. I'm not sure, but that's. We're a big chunk of that, if that is the case.
I know. I was going to ask. I figured. Rev, you'd be the person to ask about this too, because you're right. This is kind of the first episode that we've had where we've been able to start talking about all the different meetups that are going on in Michigan. Because there's a lot of them. I mean, Rev, you go to one a week, and you don't even go to all of them. You know, those are just the ones, you know, within your, you know, driving distance. And so, yeah, there's the circular economy aspect. But then there's just the quantity and the quality. And so since you guys both have been to so many and sampled so many of the different meetups in that area, I don't know, do you guys want to, is it worth spending a little bit of time talking about some of the differences between some of the meetups, talking about some of the unique kind of cultures that may have grown up around either one specific meetup, or like Matthew, you already mentioned, like, you know, oh, the west side of the state, that's a little bit different than like the meetups on the east side of the state. Like, what kinds of stuff do you guys notice about all these really cool meetups and how they interact and correspond with each other?
I think for me over here, every meetup does have its own thing going on. At the Ann Arbor meetup, we talk a lot. We talk a lot about different things. But for me, from time to time, depending on who's there, it can have this like tech bro feel to it. There's been meetups where I've just been sort of in the corner, not really enjoying the conversation, where there's been like people talking about the war in Ukraine and drone warfare and stuff. And to be honest, that's not my bag. I'm there to talk about Bitcoin, freedom, money, all that stuff. And I'm not trashing the Ann Arbor meetup. I love the Ann Arbor meetup, but it can become a microcosm of Ann Arbor, which has Google. There's a couple other big tech names that are there. It's, again, this Big Ten college town. So there's different people that are attracted to a city like that. And I also wanted to mention there's this Bitcoin and beer meetup that's downtown Detroit. And it's kind of Bitcoin in name only, but that has a very specific vibe too. You know, you kind of go there and these guys are there, I think, every week. And, you know, it's this downtown Detroit bar experience where, you know, they really enjoy getting beers and talking about Bitcoin and some of the other poo coins that they really like. I'm not into that, but it's very specific and it has its own vibe. And then, yeah, you have this like Metro Detroit style meetup it's changed cities a couple of times, but now it's at the Orange Pill Pharmacy, which is, it's a really, really cool place. The guy's name who runs the pharmacy, he's a career pharmacist, and he's sort of out to change big pharma from the perspective he thinks that, you know, he can utilize Bitcoin to change big, you know, change pharma, or I'm not sure his whole mission there, but he does, you know, he does act as like a really great resource. And he actually started leasing the space with the idea of hosting the Detroit area meetup there. So, you know, they have a screen, they do talks there every month or so, and it's become a really great space for that. So that having its own meetup location, it's, you know, it's kind of got more of that clubhouse feel versus getting dinner and beers feel that Ann Arbor does.
It's so nice when the venue is like, it's a Bitcoiners venue, you know, instead of you're going to some like place that, you know, isn't really, you're just kind of Bitcoiners at the space, right? But if you're Bitcoiners at a Bitcoiners space, it's just badass, you know? And I got so excited when he was talking about opening it up. It's one of those things where you kind of don't trust, verify sort of situation where I was like, okay, man, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good vision you have, but I didn't know if he was, I just met him, you know? So it's like a lot of people say things, but whether they pull it off or not is another question. And dude pulled it off and it was like, wow, okay, cool. Now the Bitcoiners have a place to go with another, you know, to a Bitcoin location. What do you think about, like Grand Rapids? It sounds like is the bridge between the East and the West, or maybe even have you made it to like the Mid Michigan meetups in Lansing too?
Yeah, mostly. I've been to a couple of the Lake Satoshi meetup, like not the event where there's the camp out and stuff, but the actual Mid-Michigan Lake Satoshis. I've been to a couple of those, and then a couple at the Builders Exchange, which is the location of like the Michigan BTC, which for listeners is the political movement that's sprung up in Michigan. It's like a nonprofit now, and that, you know, that has an office, and that's become a location for some of the meetups along with like Satoshi. I see that kind of as like the midpoint. You know, Lansing is not a glorious city. It's kind of just in the middle of Michigan, but it's our capital, and that's where you know, a lot of politics and stuff happens. So it's cool to have that office there that acts as a Bitcoin meetup location and sort of the just the point where a lot of the, you know, I think citizen lobbying happens for Michigan Bitcoin policy.
Yeah, what is it? They call it the Michigan Bitcoin Council. Is that what they're going?
Yeah, it's MIBTC, Michigan Bitcoin Trade Council. I think it's a pretty cool acronym. But yeah, there's a couple of people that are, I think, employed by this nonprofit, and they have board of directors and stuff. But yeah, it's acted as a really, you know, just it's kind of a great location for those meetups too.
So you've got, I'm trying to get an idea. I don't really know the distances. So to go to any of these meetups, you know, are they all kind of within an hour or two from you? Do you go farther than 2 hours to get to any of these?
Yeah, just about. For me, about an hour to an hour and a half is like what I would want to commit to. A lot of times they're on a school night, as I say, you know, just on a night where I'm going to have to wake up for work the next day. So usually an hour to an hour and a half. And yeah, for me, like, you know, doing that once or twice a month isn't too big of a deal. But yeah, there's over here, there's quite a few meetups, and a couple more have sprung up too. There's the Blue Water meetup, which is over really far north of Detroit. And there's also the Downriver meetup, which is south of Detroit. So there's all of these like regional names that people are naming their meetups after. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I kind of stopped going so far in the direction of the east. Like, it's so the Mid-Michigan meetup, the Lansing meetup, Lake Satoshi is like over 2.5 hours for me. And that's just like my whole day, you know, is basically trying to get to that meetup. And now that, like, kind of similar to what you're talking about, there's been so many smaller ones that have sprung up. And even now that with the Chicago Bitcoin Collective and some of the resurgence of the Bitcoin scene in Chicago, the meetup scene at least, I find myself heading in that direction more often. It just goes to show you that this, for whatever reason in this area, it's blowing up, and there's enough people in the culture to support it. Final thing on this point. So like when it comes to selling stuff for Bitcoin at a meetup, I'm curious how you approach that. Like for me, my strategy is to, because a lot of these meetups have the group chats. And so prior to the meetup, maybe like a few days before, I'll put my menu out there and I'm like, look, this is what I got available. These are the prices. And then some people commit to buying the stuff in the group chat. And so then I kind of know how much I need to bring. What's your strategy around selling the soap? Do you just show up with what you got and see who sells it, or how does that work?
That's really been my strategy. It's kind of sort of one meetup at a time. I think for me, I like to go to the meetup just with some soap. And then I'm not super aggressive. I'm not an aggressive salesman when it comes to the meetups, because people are there just to chill most of the time. I don't want to be ripping sats for people. But if you smell pretty bad, I might take you over in a corner and say, hey, here's some soap. Give me some sats. For me, I think one thing that crosses my mind too is if I am going, you know, far to some of these meetups, I don't want to really dox my location some of the time. So if I say, hey, I'm going to be here at this time, that just adds that layer to it too. for the most part, people expect me at the Ann Arbor meetup. So it's like, you know, hey, I am going to advertise, I'll just advertise there. Like, hey, I have a new soap variety that I'm bringing around. Come on out and, you know, maybe check it out if you're interested. But that's been my style so far.
Final question on this topic. So have you, like, sometimes I show up to a meetup without telling anyone that I'm bringing anything. And then I'm just like blown away that there's like almost like a line forms of people wanting to buy the stuff from me. Have you ever had like a meetup where you've just been totally surprised at the amount of demand there is for the soap there?
Yeah, it was actually the meetup just before the holiday season. I think it was like the November meetup last year. People went Christmas shopping and I was the shop that they decided to head up. So the demand was pretty big last November, December timeframe. And that was a big, you know, just a big surprise. I'm hoping to, you know, expand more and have, you know, maybe hit up some more meetups this holiday season, just so people can get some soap. I think it's a pretty good gift. People like to give, as a little, like a stocking stuffer. But that kind of shocked me. And you know, maybe it's like a non-obvious point, or it's an obvious point for people. Like, yeah, of course, Christmas time, people are going to be shopping for stuff. But I think it, you know, just as people like to spend sats, I think people also like to give the gift that of something that they paid for in Bitcoin, because then it's got a story behind it. Like, hey, this is from some local that, that makes these goods for Bitcoin, and it gives people a chance to say and talk about Bitcoin around the Christmas tree.
I mean, it's a good stocking stuffer gift because it's of the size and everything. But it's also, I mean, it's a handmade product, right? That is good for you and isn't bad for the environment, and it's it doesn't have any of those, you know, bad chemicals or anything like that in it. It's you're giving more than just a stocking stuffer that somebody's not going to care about. You know, that's a good idea. I'm going to start thinking about that for this coming Christmas. I think maybe I should start doing more of my Christmas shopping on Noster or at meetups if I can. That's a good idea. So I was going to start asking, you know, we haven't, although we talk about Lake Satoshi kind of a lot, it comes up all the time and a lot of our guests are going to be there. I unfortunately will not be able to go. I'm going to have to wait a whole year before I can make it out, which is really unfortunate. But you know, so you guys have both been to Lake Satoshi. Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit? Maybe as a transitional topic here, since we've been talking about it, you know, are you going to be bringing a whole bunch of soap to sell at Lake Satoshi?
I think so. I've had some health challenges this year and, you know, it's kind of committing to some things. I've tried to like just manage my expectations. Yes. Long story short, yes. My plan right now is to be at Lake Satoshi. It's really cool. Every year, I think this event they do, or just this portion of Lake Satoshi has grown. But there's a circular economy. There's a small Bitcoin marketplace that happens outside of the, I call it the main stage, or just the gathering area where all the talks are going on. And you know, my plan is to sit up there most likely again this year. Hopefully, you know, just get some people spending some sats. And I think I'm looking forward to seeing what else everyone else brings. How about you, Rev?
Are you going to have more of that, the tallow bomb?
So probably not. I'm kind of going with the seasons with that. Basically, when it gets hot out, it's something that I would have to keep in a cooler. And I can get you some. I can get you some because I still have some from a batch that I made this past early spring. But yeah, I probably won't be like selling that just because it gets too liquidy and I can't guarantee the actual consistency.
Well, if you got some, I'm going to stock up. And you know, I hopefully you come with a decent stock, because I also want to just stock up on soap. Like I said, I'm not heading out your direction so much, so we're like crossing paths less and less. And as I mentioned, I don't like shipping and all that. I much would rather, you know, get you to hand me the soap in person. So yeah, I hope that I don't buy you out and there's room for everybody else to get up a couple bars to try. It's funny, we got the joke from a couple years ago. It's like, anybody that wants to bathe in the lake must use your soap. No other soap allowed bathing in the lake at Lake Satoshi.
Yep. You might be, I think I'm the only one that takes a bath in the lake there. That was something that I started doing when I made soap that first summer, and told the event coordinator, PF, it's like, yeah, if you're going to be taking a bath in Lake Satoshi, you got to use White Paper Street soap. And you got a kick out of it.
So it's been interesting to hear about the evolution of Lake Satoshi. So, you know, we one of the things that we sort of discovered, you know, maybe not discovered, maybe we knew about it, but we started talking about early in the show, was the idea that, you know, we've got all these Bitcoin meetups, but then there are like these regional events that start popping up. And it really is a great opportunity to like bring some of these meetups together. And so since that's been kind of the topic of the show here, is talking about all the different Michigan meetups, and, you know, even more than Michigan, right? Like that whole, I forget what you called it, like that megatropolis or whatever, that whole area, all of a sudden, all those people, all those meetups. And now Lake Satoshi, it sounds like, has transformed from a relatively small thing to actually pretty massive. So I don't know. I'm not sure how many years you've been going, Matthew D., but I don't know. What's your perspective been like on the evolution of Lake Satoshi over the years?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Reed. For me, it represents this like sort of cultural thing. It's a really cool gathering point. It's really an expression of what cool shit we have going on in Michigan. Like, ultimately, that's what I view it as. And for me, it's just a weekend to kick back and yeah, have like this 48 or 72 hour long Bitcoin meetup where I meet a lot of people that they come in from out of state. Maybe I've interacted with them once or twice on Twitter or Noster, and you know, maybe I've heard a story about them at a previous Lake Satoshi. It's a cool chance to support another circular economy. Like, you know, guys come in from Washington, D.C. Guy comes up from, I think, Louisville or Lexington. It just all around, it's this like really long Bitcoin meetup. It's kind of gets back to that conversation that you had with, it was in an episode, I think it was 5 or 6 episodes ago, where you talked about that bike trip, and it was like a, you know, weeks long Bitcoin meetup where you're making friends and having the shared experience. It's sort of like that for Michigan. And yeah, I mean, there's mentions of Lake Satoshi and, you know, the Bugle Weekly podcast. They bring it up. You know, can never tell if they're joking about whatever the hell they got going on that week or not. But yeah, there's it's sort of become this like cultural thing, and I think it's pretty sweet that it's here in Michigan.
Yeah, I get the sense that it really if you're going to a Michigan meetup and you don't get to cross, like, there's guys from Southwest Michigan all the way in the bottom corner, farthest away from Ann Arbor as you could get. But they end up at Lake Satoshi, and so they get to meet all these people. And I think there's a lot of overlap in a lot of the group chats and everything. But like you said, it's just like now we get to spend 48 hours together and really build solid connections, build trust. And that enables Michigan to continue to grow. These regional events are like the glue that really unifies the culture across a particular area. And it's so apparent if you ever get to Lake Satoshi, for everyone that's listening, that you can just feel the energy there of like this connectedness.
That's so cool, guys. I don't know. The FOMO is real. The FOMO is real. So, you know, before we transition to the value for value section of the show, you know, Matthew D, one of the things I really wanted to spend a couple minutes with you actually talking about value for value stuff, because, you know, one of the primary reasons why you're a guest on the show today is because you're part of the core group here, right? You've been listening for a long time and you've been boosting us for ever, right? So, you know, you've been at the top of those leaderboards that we've had for a long, long time. And you've been playing all, you know, we have all the gamification stuff that we've been rolling out, and, you know, we're kind of experimenting over here. And so since you've been in the thick of things on the other side, you know, what's it been like for you? Like, I guess, what is your take on some of the stuff that we're doing? What's your take on value for value? And, yeah, I just love to hear what you think about it. And if you have other ideas.
I think you guys are doing a lot of cool shit. And for me, it's been a lot of fun following it. I really just started zapping, Rev, you know, your podcast, because, you know, Rev's a cool guy locally. I wanted to support, what he's doing. So, you know, I just figured, all right, I'm just going to start zapping 5,000 sats per episode. I think I did it 3 or 4 in a row. It's like, all right, well, I might as well just keep going. 5,000 sats is like $2 or $3. So, that's not, you know, it's just like a really big, Noster zap every week. And then you guys started gamifying it, and it's been fun. It's been fun watching my name. I was like, oh, cool, I'm number one to start off. All right, might as well just stay number one. And yeah, it's been fun. I like how you've built Noster into the website too, because for me, again, I'm not like a power user. I get kind of lazy with this shit sometimes. And there's been a few weeks where I've been able to go in and hook up Noster Wallet Connect and, you know, on my mobile setup and just try to figure it out. And yeah, it's screwed up a few times, and you know, it's left me like scratching my head, but that's the stuff that I think makes me a better Bitcoiner. So, you know, while I'm not, for me, I need to do more of this stuff to replace the NGU podcast in my life, because that shit got old 3 years ago. So this is the stuff that, in my opinion, is sort of the next evolution of where I'm going. So you guys are helping me along in that process. I thank you for that. And yeah, it's been great. And yeah, I think participating in the value for value economy is crucial. Like, you know, just, you know, finding someone who's doing some cool shit that you want to support. For me, it was, you know, Rev here, he started this podcast and, sort of, you know, just took over on my podcast stream. And, you know, it's been a lot more rewarding for me listening to you guys talking about what I think is a lot cooler than Stephen Libera and his 14th Mark Moss interview the past 2 years. Like, that stuff is old. That's old news for me. So, you know, these podcasts mean a lot more, I think, as you know, as the time's gone by. And you know, it's been pretty cool. So yeah, that's kind of what value for value means to me right now. And yeah, thanks for what you guys have done. And again, yeah, thanks for having me on the podcast too. It's been pretty fun.
Well, before we get into the final wrap up here, I do have a question. Are you kind of, do you consider yourself a person that's striving for this, you know, meme of the 40 HPW? Listening to tons of podcasts all the time. I mean, if whether you are, or whether you aren't, you know, are there other podcasts that you found some fresh signal, like what local Bitcoiners, like what we're doing? Do you want to shout out?
Yeah, I mean, I would. So if I understand the meme right, we're basically like listening to podcasts 40 hours a week instead of working our 40-hour a week job. Is that the meme? If I understand it right.
It kind of started off as a meme, but like for me, it's real life, you know, like where I am probably clocking in over 40 hours of podcasts because, you know, I'm listening on 2x speed and stuff like that. And I'm all the time I'm walking around the homestead. But yeah, the idea is that, you know, if you don't listen to a lot of the podcasts are where you get the true signal. You could go on Twitter and it's perverted. like the signal is perverted by the Twitter algorithms, and they create emotional responses, which muddies the signal. And it's not there in the podcast. And so, but the thing is, like you said, if you get stuck into just listening to NGU podcasts only, that's not enough entropy in your 40 hours per week to get a full picture of like what the, what's really happening with Bitcoin in general, with the culture and the community overall. And so that's kind of the, it started off as like a joke, I guess, but like it is true. I think that if you do diversify all these different podcasts that you're listening to, you do get this very broad picture of all the different sides, you know, whether it's like the Fork Talk stuff or, you know, new cool privacy tech that you're never going to hear about on the NGU stuff. And then if you're not listening to the Macro Polo, as I call it, like the Jack Mahler's podcast, then you're missing out on like what the suits are doing and what, how they might be trying to fuck with Bitcoin and you know, co-opt it and everything. So.
Yeah. I mean, I won't, you know, give any nods to any podcast in particular, but yeah, my feed has been pretty dynamic. I think especially this year, one thing I've noticed that's really upset me, or maybe not upset. Upset's not the right way to describe it, but something that's just kind of pissed me off is a lot of the Bitcoin podcasts that I used to like listening to have just turned into AI podcasts. And if you're just like every week, two thirds of what you're talking about is the latest update to like a 2%, you know, getting like an algorithm that's 2% better, and you want to talk about that and circle jerk about AI for 3 hours, I'm not going to zap you. I'm not going to support your community. And, you know, over the long run, I'm just going to stop listening to you. So that's been sort of how I've moved in terms of my podcast listening. But yeah, 40HBW, I definitely, it's not every week for me, but it's a lot of weeks.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, but so we've got a new feed on the website now for podcast boosts. And so now, you know, any podcast, you know, it doesn't track all the podcasts you listen to. But if there's a podcast that sneaks up and, you know, and you're like, oh man, I really got to give these guys a boost. Well, now the whole local Bitcoiners community, you know, now we're all getting the benefit of that. I mean, certainly if it goes out to Nostr, you know, whoever follows you on Nostr will. But now that we've got this sort of curated feed of podcast boosts from our local community, this is just another way, right? Like if you feel like you've got some cool podcasts that you're listening to that maybe not a lot of other people do, it's a great opportunity for other people in our community to go check out this podcast feed on the local Bitcoiners website and find out, you know, what other podcasts should I be listening to? Am I stuck in this, you know, in these NGU like rabbit holes where I can't get out, or am I completely missing all of that stuff? So I'm hoping that's what people will start using it for. I mean, we'll see. You know, if there are podcasts that you enjoy and you send them a boost, they're going to show up on our website now. All right. Well, you know, maybe it is time. I know we've got a lot of boosts to get through this week, so we're going to need some extra time here. So maybe this is the right time for us to start thinking about wrapping up the first part of the show. You know, Matthew D, I know you said, you know, you were giving us thanks for inviting you on, but really, honestly, the thanks is supposed to be going the other way here. You know, you're one of our top contributors of all time for the show, and we really actually appreciate it. It is, you know, it's not just the sats, but it's the signal that goes along with them. You know, you're always sending us messages, and I know we didn't really get time to talk about it, but I wanted to ask you about this, maybe this like Ohio rivalry or something like that, that you got going on that you've mentioned a few times in your boost, but you know, we don't have to dive into that, but definitely, you know, thank you so much for being part of the community, playing all the games, you know, trying out all the stuff. I think we've had a couple of technical issues that have come up that you've helped us, you know, just by trying stuff out. It helps us find the stuff and iron out the bugs and stuff like that. So, you know, we really appreciate you and thank you so much for coming on. But, so, you know, this is kind of your chance now at the end of the episode. You know, I hope you'll hang out with us for the V4V section, but I don't know if you wanted to plug one of your local meetups or if you wanted to plug, you know, some of your stuff on Nostr or White Paper Soap, but if you wanted to have, you know, some final last words or some final thoughts or comments about the episode, The floor is yours.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with, I've been working on an article. I'll just briefly touch on this. There's obviously a ton of controversy going on in Bitcoin right now with the soft fork on the table. And I wanted to bring some lessons from forestry for Bitcoin developers. And I've been working on this article. I'm hoping to get it done by the end of this week. But basically, I just wanted to bring some perspective about just what I can hope to bring to the conversation, and really just want this to be for Bitcoin developers today and in the future. So I'll be definitely trying to put that out there on Nostr and on Twitter as well. Promoting the meetup, I probably won't get a boost in for this. Next week, Tuesday, I'll just reiterate it, venue by 4M in Ann Arbor. That's our July meetup. We meet the last Tuesday of the month, and we'll be there 6 to 8 p.m. Come on out if you're in the area, and I'll probably have some soap with me. I always typically have a few bars floating around somewhere, but thanks again. And I look forward to, I'll probably hang out at least for a little bit in the value for value section here.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah. It's just this whole relationship that, we've been interacting for years at this point, through Bitcoin stuff. That's how we know each other. And it's just a testament to like the, we say it over and over again, over time, as you spend time participating in these cultures, you build these relationships, and the relationships are reciprocal. I'm buying soap from you. Not even like I'd like to buy more, but buying soap, you're boosting the show. The sats are circulating. This is a circular economy that we're participating in, in a kind of a unique and novel way, actually, which is pretty cool. And it just showed like the support from not only you, but many of the other participants in the Michigan culture and community for the show has been amazing. And, I'm just glad that we had an opportunity to kind of showcase Michigan a little bit on this episode. And so that's kind of my wrap up, is that, the more that you spend time traveling to these different meetups and meeting each other and transacting with each other, the tighter everyone gets and the better opportunity we have to grow.
Yeah, and I'll keep mine short. I actually jotted down a little note here way at the beginning of the episode that I never got a chance to follow back up on. But Matthew, you brought up at the point early on about just, how do you direct more of your energy into Bitcoin? And that was maybe part of the reason why you started selling the soap for sats. And that's the exact way I've been starting to think more and more about meetups and more about the circular economy stuff. Is, what can I do to make, let's stop waiting around for hyper Bitcoinization to happen, and let's just do it ourselves. Like we don't need to wait for Walmart to start taking Bitcoin. Why would you even want that necessarily? Right. Like, I guess it would be good to have that if you really needed to spend your sats somewhere, but honestly, it's a much more personal and meaningful experience when you can do it peer to peer. Just like you were supposed, that's the way it was always intended to be. And so I really appreciate the people who take the time to sell their stuff, in sats. And so, that's a shout out, to you, Matthew D, of course, and obviously to Rev. You guys are obviously championing this. How to use, Bitcoin is money, right? Use it as such, as the saying goes. So, all right. Well, I think that's going to do it for the first part of the episode here. And we're getting ready to transition to the second half of the show. So we're gonna check out the leaderboards. And so let me bring those up here. All right. So our first leaderboard, these are our top episodes. So as I like to say for the top episodes part of the leaderboards, these are a set of recommendations for episodes for you to go back and listen to. And we do have a little bit of a shakeup here. We've been reading off the top few episodes here for the last several weeks. It hasn't changed. But we've got a new contender here coming in hot, and episode 20 is in third place. So let me go down here in order before I get too excited. So in first place is still episode 15. And that was our episode with BTC Russell. So privacy is sovereignty with BTC Russell. And of course, I'll pound this drum again. You know, all of the sats from episode 15 are going to the Samurai Development Fund, or contributions, I guess you could say. So these sats, you know, BTC Russell, his split goes directly to Bill and Keone. And Rev and I are both committing to send our splits from that episode as well. And those will all be going to the Samurai developers. So as such, it's our first place episode. And so I think people really appreciate that. And that's what we're seeing. And so first place has 281,897 sats. Episode two is in second place. This was with GC and James, who we just mentioned tonight. Episode two is a fantastic episode. We talked about everything from the rise of AI and what that means for in-person interactions. And then just like we mentioned tonight, we talked about GC brought up the point about these new age enlightenment, how we're really kind of taking place. These meetups are really representing a revolutionary force to be reckoned with. You know, we're bringing together a lot of really talented, bright people, and we're all working towards a common goal. And so that can be a really powerful movement. And so if you'd like to hear more about that, check out episode two. And so here we go. So third place is now episode 20. And this was with John, Foyce, and Brady from the Chicago Bitcoin Collective. They are coming in already just 1 week ago, and we've got 126,230 sats, and they're in all the way up into third place. And so that episode was titled Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John, Brady, and Foyce from Chicago, Illinois. So I know it was only last week, but if you haven't checked it out, that was a good one. Definitely some high signal there. We talked about all kinds of good stuff. So if you haven't checked that out yet, make sure you go back and listen to episode 20. Fourth place is episode 14. And that was with SourceNode. And the title of that one is Permaculture for Bitcoin Culture with SourceNode from Greenville, South Carolina. Talked a lot about a lot of good permaculture stuff there, but also a lot of other stuff too. So definitely go back and check out episode 14. And finally, in fifth place is episode 9 with Sir Spencer Wolf of Kansas City, sitting there just under 100K, 98,718 sats. Episode 9 has always been one of the favorites. I think one of our favorites as hosts, but obviously our community's favorites as well. And that one is titled Growing Slow, Build Strong Communities with KC Bitcoiners. And that rounds out our top 5 episodes of all time.
Matthew D., do you have any, are any of those particular episodes ones that you liked? You have any thoughts on any of those?
I liked hearing about all the stuff going on in Chicago last week. That was sweet. Honestly, I got to make it over there. You know, in terms of big cities in the Midwest, Chicago is obviously the biggest, most populated. But I had no idea that all of the history and all of the stuff they've had going on over there. So for me, for the most part, that's been it was really cool to learn about that.
Well, yeah, and the Chicago community came out swinging, boosting the heck. We got a lot of boosts to read tonight, and that's the Chicago crew coming in strong in support of the Chicago Bitcoin Collective. So yeah, it was this episode's a kind of a personal favorite of mine that we're recording right now. That the Chicago episode, that's kind of my crew over there too. Pretty cool to see the meetups in my range really shining through here.
Yeah, and we have sort of unofficial leaderboard here that's not part of the normal stats. But if you go to our stats page, you can also see how many different people have supported all these episodes, right? Because some of these are up at the top of the leaderboards because of like big giant mega boosts. But you can see, so there's a handful here. I'll read off just like the top few. So episode 1, episode 9, episode 8, and then here we go. Episode 20 had 19 different people boost it. So 19 different people are endorsing episode 20, and that was only 1 week ago. So episode one, kind of understandable, obviously our longest running episode. So it's way up there at the top with 26 different people, but episode 20, definitely coming in hot. That was great. All right. Well, here we go. Let's go move on to our second leaderboard. Top listeners, core group. We've called this a bunch of different things, the ride or dies. And here we go, right up at the top. First place, Matthew D. Here we go. And here he is on the show. And now you all get to know him a little bit better. You've seen this, you've heard us read his boosts, and now you've got to hear from the man himself. So thank you again for coming on. And tied with Matthew D is, of course, Perminerd. Perminerd getting his boosts in, making sure keeping that perfect record. Nice job, Perminerd. If you haven't checked out the Yada podcast, we always love hearing from those guys. And that's another podcast, by the way, that is really lighting up the stats chart. If you go to that podcast feed, a lot of folks who listen to our show listen to that show too. So definitely check out the Yada podcast if you haven't already. And then we've got another shakeup here in the leaderboards, because in second place, so Matthew D and Perminerd are tied for first. But now in second place, we've got a new entrant that I haven't seen this name before. It doesn't mean they haven't boosted before, but they boosted a lot, and they boosted a lot today. And so they were doing kind of the lightning round, and they've moved all the way up into second place. So that would be Admin Pac-Man coming in hot with 19 episodes boosted. So thank you, Admin Pac-Man. I guess you discovered the game and now you're on the leaderboards and you get a shout out and now you're in the community. And so all of your boosts from your pod, from any podcast, is going to show up in our boost feed. If you've got stuff for sale and on Noster, those are going to show up in our shop. So welcome to the community, and you're right here moving up quick in the leaderboards. And in third place, we've got Noster Gang. Noster Gang's up to 18 episodes, so just a couple left. She was going back through the old collection, and apparently all but two. So great job, Noster Gang, and thank you for participating. This is great. All right, so final leaderboard, we've got our top boosts of all time. So these are the single biggest boosts ever sent to the show. So I guess I'll just set the record here. So this, the top boost I'm reading off. So what I do is right around the time we start this recording, I believe this, I have, the trigger is like 8 o'clock Eastern time in the US, is when the top boosts go out. So these are the top boosts as of about 8 o'clock. And, right up at the top of that list, first place, Sovereign, of course. As you know, we've been reading them off. They have sent in 300,000 sats, and that was via localbitcoiners.com. And here's their message. Sovereign is the geek squad for Bitcoiners and Bitcoin companies. Come check us out at sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N. Thanks, Rev and Reed. Second place is also Sovereign. They are coming in with 200,000 sats, and that was on episode 15. So those sats are going to the Samurai developers. And their message is, Sovereign focuses on helping individuals, families, and companies integrate Bitcoin into their personal and professional lives with confidence, recognizing the crucial role it plays in the broader economic picture. If you want to dig deeper into self-custody, node running, or point-of-sale implementation, Sovereign has your back. Go to sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N, for support on your Bitcoin journey. Third place, BTC Jackalope. 105,000 sats on episode 2. And his message is, escape to the listening loft cabin in Wilmington, Vermont. A modern two-bedroom retreat featuring a signature vinyl record listening loft, luxury bedding, and a peaceful deck. Perfect for skiing at Mount Snow or a relaxing getaway. Pay in Bitcoin and get 20% off. Visit listeningcabin.com for more information. And his boost again was on Meetups are the Ultimate Web of Trust, Jersey City, New Jersey, episode 2. Fourth place here is our last one on the list from Sovereign. Sovereign coming in with 100K sats, and that was on episode 14. And the message is, here's what I'm thinking. Sovereign focuses on helping individuals, families, and companies integrate Bitcoin into their personal and professional lives with confidence, recognizing the crucial role it plays in the broader economic picture. If you want to dig deeper into self-custody, node running, or point-of-sale implementation, Sovereign has your back. Thanks to all the meetup organizers out there for keeping the grassroots Bitcoin ethos alive. Go to sovereign.io, spelled S-O-V-R-E-I-G-N, for support on your Bitcoin journey. And finally, rounding out our top boosts is BTC Russell, 69,421 sats on episode 15. Attend your local meetup, and if there isn't one in your area, start one. Local Bitcoiners is an essential part of my 40 HBW, BTC Russell. And so there you go. So those are our top boosts of all time. And as we always like to say, you know, if you've got stuff, you know, if you've got stuff for sale, if you've got a company, if you've got a meetup, if you've got a new meetup or a regional event coming up, this is a great opportunity for you. For it looks like 69,422 sats, you can get on the top five leaderboard. And what does that mean? It means we're going to read out your note every single week. And those of you who listen to the show know that we actually do. We do it. We read the episode. We read the notes every single week over and over again. So that's what you get. So consider trying to get onto our top boosts of all time leaderboard. All right.
So is this the transition where we're going to, you know, if there isn't one in the area, no, if you can't find a local meetup, you should start one. We've got some meetups that people have been featuring on the website. And so, we're going to try and zap, one of these featured meetups, 21K sats. Are we ready to do that?
All right. I'm pulling up the list right now. So I'm trying to go through here because we agreed in the beginning that we would subtract off our own here. So we want to keep this community focused. And so if I'm going to read what I'm going to do first, I think before we do the 21K sat giveaway is I'm going to walk down who submitted. So we've got Permanerd submitted Bitcoin Comex Valley meetup. And that is Tuesday, July 21st, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And that's at Chalk Spirits Tapas Billiards on Cliff Avenue in Courtney, BC. Thank you, Permnerd, for featuring your meetup on our meetups feed. Then we've got Battersea Bitcoiners. Battersea Bitcoiners July meetup. That's Wednesday, July 22nd, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And that is in Little Bianca. Interesting. So definitely check out Battersea Bitcoiners. I believe they're UK based. So if you're over there in the UK, make sure you check out Battersea Bitcoiners. Rev, you posted Chicago Bitcoin Collective Bid Devs, which is coming up on July 23rd, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then you also posted Bitcoin and Beers, Chicago West Suburbs. That would be July 29th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's at Bottle Theory in Elmhurst, Illinois. What else? Another one from Reb, South Bend, Indiana Bitcoin Meetup. Now we're into August. That would be Thursday, August 6th at Lang Lab. And then, okay, another entrant here would be Witsixer, which is Cleveland Bitcoin Monthly Meetup. And that's Friday, August 14th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., West Eagle Saloon, Streetsboro, Ohio. And one last final entrant from Battersea Bitcoiners again, and that's their August meetup, Wednesday, August 19th, 9:30 p.m., again, Little Bianca, and that's in the UK. So thank you guys for figuring out. We made some changes to the way that we kind of dropped our meetups page, and we replaced it with this community feed, and now we've got these featured events. So if you've got an event on Nostr and you'd like it to be featured, we'll read it off, and for right now, at least, you get entered to win 21K sats.
So yeah, the idea here is that anybody can post a meetup as part of our community. If you got one that you're running or one that you attend and you want to put that information out there on Nostr, you can do that and it will populate on our events feed on the website. And anybody can any of those meetups that are populated on the website, anybody can feature one of those meetups by boosting it on an episode. And so then when you feature one of these meetups, that enters you as the person who featured it into the running for this 21K sat zap. So you don't even necessarily have to be posting the meetup. You don't have to be running the meetup, you just have to say, this is one that I like, and you guys should check it out. But yeah, it's I just wanted to exemplify by posting all these other meetups. You know, these are the meetups that I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to go to the meetup, I want other people to know about it. So I'm going to post about it, and get it up there on Noster and on the website. So I've been kind of playing around with, seeing how much friction there is to make one of these Noster events through our website. And it's really not, that much work. You know, you just enter in the title. You could put a picture in there if you want, select the time, put the location in. If you want to put anything in the description, you can. I've left the description blank on a couple of them. And at least that way, the information about the meetup is out there for other people to see and check out. And so, yeah, we've got these sats that have been building up in this Primal wallet, the shared Primal wallet that we have. And we just want to use them to create some positive incentives for people to talk about meetups more, share meetup information, let people know that they're out there. So do we got the wheel ready to spin?
I've got the wheel ready to spin and coming fresh off some technical difficulties. So thanks for bearing with me and we're ready to spin. So just for clarity, so what do we have here? We've got Battersea Bitcoiners has entered in twice here because they've got two in the next list. So we've got two Battersea Bitcoiners. We've got the Comex Valley and we've got the Cleveland Bitcoin Meetup. So those are our entrants. So here we go. We're going to spin the wheel. And it's landing on Comex Valley. And that would be Permanerd's meetup. So there we go. So we'll get those sats over to Permanerd. And thank you again for, you know, using the tools. You know, a lot of this stuff, and I think actually Permanerd might have entered this before we ironed out, let's call it, some of the issues that we were having. Not necessarily issues of functionality, but making things clear about what was actually happening. So thank you for everyone in the community who gave us that feedback. And we hope that what we have now is easier to understand and a better, you know, better experience overall. Okay. So are we ready to move on to the next 3 hours of reading off boosts?
That's right. We got a lot of boosts to read. Talk about velocity and value chains reacting here. This is the idea, guys, that you can boost in and you can share all kinds of information. We can have a discussion and you can support your favorite episodes. But let's just get started. Let's get right into it. So the first boost we have is 1,234 sats via localbitcoiners.com from PlebinFlow. I love what Reed said about the boost bringing attention to otherwise dead NPubs. I love Noster. I hate speaking to seemingly no one. The void no longer wants to be screamed into. Follow for dope interactions or at least a humble good morning. And that was on Upping Your Meetup Game with Steve, Scott, and Tally, Louisville, Kentucky, episode 18. Well, thanks, Pleb and Flo. Yeah, you're in the community. You've been in the community. We've got follow packs, so everybody can go find those. All the community members follow them. You can go follow Pleb and Flo directly, see what kind of signal they're putting out on Noster.
localbitcoiners.com/supporters. You'll find all those follow packs. Definitely go follow the community. You won't regret it.
All right. Up next, we got 101 sats via Fountain from Noster Gang. She says, boop. And that was on Local Bitcoiners, How Meetups Can Benefit from Value for Value, Noster, and Value Chains, episode 7. Next, we got 5,000 sats via Fountain from Wit Sixer. Great episode. Chicago really sounds like they have their act together up there and are a great inspiration for the rest of the meetup groups across the country. Nice job, CBC. Want to clear something funny up. My handle is pronounced Wit Sixer. I got a kick out of the different ways ways to say it, but I thought I'd clear it up for you. Also want to shout out the last episode involving Columbus. I boosted the show via Local Bitcoiners website, but there was some sort of glitch and it didn't make it on this episode. Shannon and his meetup gang do a great job down there. Several of our members here in Cleveland have gone to the Columbus events and we always come back home glad we made the short drive down there. Apologize for the wordy boost this time. Sunglasses emoji. And that was on Local Bitcoiners, Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John Brady Foyes, Chicago, Illinois, episode 20. Yeah, so Wit Sixer, I guess thanks for clearing it up.
We did some trouble. We did some troubleshooting. You were absolutely correct. There was an issue, and it was subtle. It was not super obvious what the issue was. So Witzixer, he submitted his issue as a with our bug reporting tool. He's the first one to use our bug reporting tool on the website. And so I was able, it filed it automatically as a GitHub issue. And we have a long response explaining there was actually multiple bugs involved. And so we explained that. Perminer had actually got caught up in that too. So you'll see there's actually some backfilled boosts here that we'll get to in a couple minutes. But thank you again, Witzixer. Appreciate it.
Yeah, using the website, figuring out what's broken with it, and getting that meetup in the running. You didn't get the 21K sats again, but you got it last time for participating with us on the website there. So appreciate it, man. Next, we got 420 sats via Fountain from Julio with no comment, and that's on Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John, or the Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Next, we got 9,216 sats via Fountain from Bitcoin Rothbard. CBC is doing amazing work. Great episode. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Well, thanks for the big boost, Bitcoin Rothbard. I do agree. They are doing amazing work. Everybody, if you have a chance to go visit the Chicago Bitcoin Collective, check it out, get some food, hang out. You're going to meet great local Bitcoiners over there in Chicago, just like anywhere else. And the space is just fantastic. Next, we got 5,900 sats via Fountain from Call Me Sats. Sounds like Chicago is cooking. Great episode, boys. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Well, thanks, Call Me Sats. Chicago is literally cooking. Foy's is out there cooking up. Their restaurant is open. I don't know. It's kind of the first restaurant that I know of that I can go to and straight up buy food cooked by a Bitcoiner with Bitcoin, which is pretty fantastic.
Sounds like it's all beef tallow too. Beef tallow.
That's
and fritters,
right.
Which Steak and Shake is great and all, but it's still a big corporation. This is like a good homegrown restaurant by a Bitcoiner.
Yeah, talk about high quality food. You know, they also got the olive oil that they use is from Sats Oil. So that was purchased. That's olive oil from another Bitcoiner. They just got a half cow of beef in there, bought with Bitcoin from a Bitcoiner. So they are working really hard to source a lot of the ingredients for the food that they're cooking, not only to be high quality, but also to be keeping those sats within the Bitcoin circular economy. Next, we got 42,021 sats via Fountain from Julio. Thanks for doing what you guys do. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. And so Julio is one of the other founding members of the Chicago Bitcoin Collective who wasn't on the episode. But obviously Julio is showing his support for what's going on over there. And if you get a chance to go to the collective and meet Julio, you're going to have a great conversation with him. He's a really cool guy. So thank you very much, Julio. Appreciate the support. Next, we got 100 sats via Fountain from Pyrohawk. Finally had a minute to check the website a little. You guys are doing great at providing excellent value. Well, Pyrohawk, keep boosting. We're going to keep the value flowing. These value chains will continue to react. Next, we got 10,000 sats via Fountain. Keep up the great work, guys. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Well, there's no, this was an anonymous boost. So whoever you are out there, you know who you are. Thank you for the 10,000 big fat zap, big fat boost. Appreciate it. We're going to keep up the great work. The Chicago Bitcoin Collective, they're just getting started. There's work to be done. Next, we got 323 sats via Fountain from Shadrack. Great rip. Thank you guys. Hashtag 40HPW. And that was on Permaculture for Bitcoin Culture, with Source Node. Greenville, South Carolina, episode 14. Thanks for getting back in there and catching up, Shadrack. You're getting close to being all caught up there. I've been paying attention to what you've been putting out there with Ray02. I just listened to the most recent episode today. Great stuff is always coming out of what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, a lot of our community should know Shadrack, and I think that shows through with a lot of the that podcast feed that we have. But if you don't know Shadrach, definitely go check out. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on, and he's been all over the podcast scene of late. So you'll find him in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, definitely pay attention to what Shadrach's doing, because it's right on the bleeding edge of what the future can behold if we continue to do what we're doing with these meetups and everything. Next, we got a 101 Sats via Fountain from Noster Gang. Another lovely V for V podcast is the Millennial Media Offensive, underrated in my opinion. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. And so, yes, you can find Noster Gang's curations on our podcast feed for the website. And I think that the Millennial Media, or what was it again? Millennial Media Offensive does show up on there from Noster Gang boosting that too. I haven't gotten a chance to check it out personally yet, but it is going to be jumping on my queue to see what's going on over there with that one. Next, we got 34,000 sats via localbitcoiners.com. 5,000 sats intended, one leg failed from WitSixer. Great. Guys, thanks again for the 21K sats. I woke up the other morning and was really surprised to see that zap. Great start to the day. To clear up a mystery, JK, it's pronounced WitSixer. All good, fellas. Shout out to Shannon from Columbus. We met him at the Cleveland Bitcoin halving party a few years ago. A few of us met him for breakfast the next day, and he gave us a great advice on how to get our meetup rolling. Nice guy. A few of our group have been down to CBUS for their events, and I've heard nothing but great things. Cheers. And that was Recording the Revolution with Shannon from Columbus, Ohio, episode 19. Great to hear these boosts are getting through for you now with Sixer. And the Columbus stuff that they've got going on, that Midwest Bitcoin Conference is going to, or it's the Midwest Bitcoin Summit, excuse me, is going to be an exciting event. I hope I can finagle my way to get out there and check it out. As time gets closer to it, I'm getting FOMO for sure. What do you think, Matthew D? Are you interested in that Midwest Bitcoin Summit? Have you heard, or, you know, have you thought about that at all?
I think I'll try to make it there. It's the first one, and it is in Ohio. So getting back to what Reed mentioned, I don't have any real problem with Ohio. It's kind of just an ongoing joke, but yeah, it's something where it could be cool to be there for the first one. It is more of your, I think there will be quite a few suits there. We'll see how that turns out. Yeah, and I think there will be a showing. You know, MIBTC might be there for a couple of talks, and but yeah, I think it might be worth trying to make it to that.
Hell yeah! Next we got a new boost on Local Bitcoiners, originally boosted July 9th, 2026. 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Perminerd. And this is the sat winning boost here. Perminerd posted his meetup, the meetup that he's attending. And that's the Bitcoin Comex Valley meetup, July 21st, 6:30 to 9:30 at Chalk Spirits Tapas Billiards in Courtney, BC. So go check out that meetup. Go hang out with Perminerd and all the cool folks out in that meetup region culture area. Next, we got originally boosted on July 9th, 2026, 1,208 sats via localbitcoiners.com, 1,776 sats intended, one leg failed from Perminerd. Perminerd says, great episode, guys. Shannon was another great guest. How is it that all Bitcoin meetup organizers are so articulate? I would imagine they are good looking as well. Shout out to the Comex Valley Bitcoin at the beach meetup. The venue was the beach, and it went swimmingly. There were burgers, baked goods, tallow and lard, plants, and freeze-dried products for sale for Bitcoin. I think it's a beautiful beginning to a Bitcoin market. And that was on Recording the Revolution with Shannon from Columbus, Ohio, episode 19. And it's just so great to hear. I just love hearing the stories of the people coming in with these products and getting the sats flowing at the meetup. It's not only is it one thing to spend Bitcoin with another Bitcoiner, but really, you know, we don't get a lot of opportunities to whip our wallets out and try and make these transactions happen. And this is what I call experiential capital. when you get down into it, if you're not making these Bitcoin transactions often, and now you get to a situation where you really need to make one, and you don't have that experience and you run into a problem, you're going to be sitting there troubleshooting, trying to figure it out. But if you go to the Bitcoin meetup and you're regularly spending and you're running into these problems, you'll have your alternative solutions for what you can do, your own stack for how to navigate when the revolution has bad UX and the Bitcoin transactions just quite aren't working the way you would hope. So another great example or another great reason to go to the Bitcoin meetup and spend your Bitcoin is to just get used to actually using it.
And the revolution will have bad UX is a good that I think we're probably heading pretty close into a big stretch here where this is where we started having some serious technical difficulties. This whole past week, like there was lots of issues with Albi, but those were not the only issues. So we've ironed out some bugs on the site. You start hearing a lot of these boosts come in with multiple legs failed, and you know we're doing the best we can over here, but there's no other way to say it. The revolution will have bad UX, so we're dealing with it. It's coming together though.
Yeah, we're doing everything we can to be as transparent about it as possible, so you can see what kind of happened when you intended to do a boost of a certain size and why it didn't show up as it was intended. Next, we got 2,000 sats via fountain from Stacy. Let's go. It's nice to hear you all together doing big things for Bitcoin community. Thank you, Orange Heart, Lightning Stars Emoji. And that's from Chicago Bitcoin Collective, episode 20. And as I mentioned, Stacy is a big part of that. I believe she's a member over there, and she was doing haircuts and stuff. And she's also going to this other meetup that I posted, the Western Suburbs meetup in Elmhurst at Bottle Theory. That's where I actually met Stacy for the first time. So thanks for the boost, Stacy. I'll see you at the next meetup. Next, we got 500 sats via fountain. Anonymous boost. Amazing episode from the Chicago guys. Where can I get my hands on some sats oil from Italy? Tried to search. Chicago Bitcoin Collective, episode 20. And so, I don't know how you find sats oil. Sats oil, if you're listening, you can boost the show and get, I'm pretty sure you probably have your oil up there on some NIP99 marketplace. If you don't, you should, and then boost the show, and then people will be able to come right to localbitcoiners.com and buy it there. Next, we got 100 sats via fountain from Battersea Bitcoiners. I think I managed to triple boost, laugh out loud, though two seem to have failed splits. Enjoy the extra sats, guys. Hoping one day I can visit Chicago to see this awesome project. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective, episode 20. Thanks again for the support, Battersea Bitcoiners. Let us know when you're in town. That's my neck of the woods. We'll hang out. I'll show you a good time. Get you into some of the secret spots in the area you might not find coming from overseas. Next, we got 68 sats via localbitcoiners.com, 100 intended, one leg failed from Anonymous, and that was just a boost on episode 20. Next, we got 1,000 sats via fountain from WitSixer. The episode that started it all. This is a solid foundation episode for anyone who wants to get their meetup up and running. At Cleveland Bitcoin, we use Club Orange and X. We used meetup.com at some point too. But once you're consistent and a few core people stick, then word of mouth really gets them into your meetups. By the way, our group has a website. Check it out, clevelandbitcoin.org. And that was on episode 1. So WitSixer went back and listened to episode 1. And, he got some value out of it, even as an experienced meetup organizer. So thanks for going back and checking out episode 1 with Sixer. Glad that all of our content can continue to be evergreen and worth learning from, even though it's been so long. Next, we got 10,000 sats via fountain. This is another anonymous boost. CBC brings Bitcoiners together. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John, Brady, and Foyes, Chicago, Illinois, episode 20. Well, thanks for the big anonymous boost, 10,000 sats. That's something to shake a stick at for sure. Do appreciate that. And, a big portion of a third of those sats do go directly to the collective. So you are supporting Chicago Bitcoin Collective. When you boost that episode, those sats will help keep those guys doing what they're doing. Next, we got 68 sats via localbitcoiners.com, 100 sats intended, one leg failed from Reed, and that was a test. So now we're starting to troubleshoot. 100 sats via Boost Me Bitch, anonymous test boost. So we're trying to troubleshoot what was going on there with the Albi outage. Next, we got 1,100 sats via fountain from Palmyra. I love your show. Check out Sats Pit, homemade goods made with care and pure ingredients. Then she's got the link to takemysats.com/satspit. And that's on the Chicago Collective, Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John, Brady, and Foys, Chicago, Illinois, episode 20. And Palmyra actually has a little gift for me waiting in my P.O. box. I got to get over there to get it and check it out. But I'm going to be sampling some of the Sats Pit's products and see how I like them. So I appreciate that, Palmyra, for, giving me a taste of it. And maybe you're going to get yourself a regular purchaser out of the deal.
Yeah, and we'll see. I'm not sure what Bullish is, his plans are there for the Take My Sats website, but it would be great if there was a button that would let you publish these as Nostr NIP99 events, because then it'd be featured on our website too.
Right. So the Sats Pit stuff doesn't populate because it's on the Take My Sats.
It's possible that she added it also.
I thought I saw it on there. Maybe it's not.
Well, maybe she got it on there too. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to double check for sure, but I'm pretty sure if you're interested in Sats Pit stuff, you can find it on the marketplace section of localbitcoiners.com. Next, we got 111 sats via fountain from Bullish Clips. Bullish says Bullish. Chicago Bitcoin Collective, episode 20. Thanks, Bullish. Pretty happy to have I guess the sats market is probably just ending now as we're recording this, but I did get a zap in there to get us up on the banner. I do appreciate how Bullish is trying to create some games around the sats market as well. Now, next boosters from, we got a couple test boosts. Okay. Next we got 100 sats via Boost Me Bitch from Chad F, and Chad F says Boost Me Bitch has become self-aware. And so it seems like Chad F just straight up boosted the show from Boost Me Bitch. There was no particular episode that he boosted from that. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. He's definitely got some cool things cooking. And I think he had an explanation about what this note means. But I'm not going to say that I 100% am sure what it actually means. So if you're interested and how boostmebitch.com has become self-aware, you should go check out their website, because he's really cooking hard these days. Lots of new cool stuff coming out.
All right, we got 1,000 sats via fountain from WitSixer again. Hey, big boost streak here this week, WitSixer. Thanks, man. Excellent episode. I agree with that. Every meetup group needs to set up an online chat once it gets its legs. We did the Telegram thing at Cleveland, but as you pointed out, too many scammers on that app. We switched to Discord and it has blossomed. Can't recommend it enough. And that was on Meetups Are the Ultimate Web of Trust, Jersey City, episode 2. Well, thanks, WitSixer. It seems like you're going back and just getting through all, you're hitting through the backlog. So hopefully you're getting cool information out of each one. And that is a good tip. The group chats are, I really would be a lot harder for me to interact with the meetups the way I'm doing it without the group chats. Like I said, I do communicate in there leading up to the meetup and letting people know what the deal is when I show up and what kind of products I'm going to have with me and what's available and everything else. A couple more test boosts in here. Test boost. Yep. We were having problems. We test. And all right, next we got 1,000 sats via fountain from Battersea Bitcoiners. One more for me. If anyone else sends consumables globally, Battersea Bitcoiners are having a 1-year anniversary party on August 19th in London, and I would love your order. I'd love to order in some goods for Bitcoiners. Please reach out, or Rev and Reed, let me know if you have good suggestions. I'm already talking with Satsoil. Thanks to this episode, and that was a Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John, Brady, and Foys, Chicago, Illinois, episode 20. So there you go. Battersea Bitcoiners kind of, I don't know if they're taking the idea from the Cleveland meetup and sort of trying to get some Bitcoin products in there, juice the circular economy a little bit from the Nostr economy and cross-pollinate there. But yeah, if anyone listening got a product and you think that it would be cool to get over there for their one-year anniversary party at Battersea Bitcoiners, hit them up.
good opportunity too if we've got listeners over in Europe, because definitely going to be easier to get products there from at least somewhere in Europe. Definitely if you're in UK or in England, it should be easier to get your products there. But yeah, but reach out to Battersea Bitcoiners. Great opportunity.
Okay, and so here's the boost from Battersea Bitcoiners. That was the second entry into the 21K sat zap wheel tonight. And that's 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com. And they're boosting Battersea Bitcoiners' birthday, August 19th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Little Bianca. So there you go. The meetup information is there too if you want to try and check that out in August. Next, we got 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com from WitSixer. And WitSixer is also, this is the boost that got their meetup featured into that, the 21K sat zap. And that's for the Cleveland Bitcoin monthly meetup, Friday, August 14th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Wild Eagle Saloon, Streetsboro, Ohio. Thanks for getting that meetup information out there, WitSixer. It's all over local Bitcoiners and our NPub feed now. And anyone else that's finding meetups on any Noster events client. Next, we got 100 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Alice A. And so Alice A is saying, Thursday, July 23rd, 7 p.m., find the hidden door, knock to be granted entrance. And they've got a meetup.com link to Bitcoin-only Sacktown. I'll read it off the information here. July 23rd, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the North Notamus Library in Ingaglia. Sacramento. Oh, that's the street. Shit. Sacramento. North Notamus Library in Sacramento, California. All right. Thanks, Alice A.
I've told you before, you're braver than I am trying to do all these pronunciations. Sometimes I'll just skip it and go to the city or the state or whatever.
Yeah, good on just you for trying this, though. This rhythm of just reading whatever's in front of me, you know, I'm just like, all right, what's the next word? I got a lot of reading to do here. So we got another test boost. Another test boost. Okay, 420 sats via Fountain from Undisciplined. I love the emphasis on health. Check out our health and fitness community to talk to other Bitcoiners about it. And that's on Undisciplined's got a link here to Stacker News Health and Fitness. I don't know if it's what you'd call it, a thread there. Maybe it's a territory on Stacker News. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John Brady and Foyes, episode 20. Well, thanks for getting the Stacker News cross pollination. I do listen to the Stacker News live podcast. I find that podcast has a pretty good, it's got some good entropy. There's signal in there that you don't really hear on other podcasts. So definitely check out the Stacker News live podcast too if you're interested in what's happening over there at Stacker News. Next, we got 1,000 sats via Fountain from Stacy. And Stacy says, thank you for the shout out, Rev. And I think she's referring to when I mentioned that she was cutting hair over there. And happy to do it. I don't get my hair cut too often, and it's not a very hard thing to do. There's not a lot of hair left, but you know, maybe you can cut a few hairs off just for fun sometime. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John Brady and Foyes, episode 20. Next, we got 500 sats via Fountain from Battersea Bitcoiners. And they say, Christ, sorry, one more boost. The address for Battersea Bitcoiners is auto-filled by Noster clients. It's so unnecessarily long. Should just be Little Bianca, North Coast Road. Well done for the attempt, Rev. 10 out of 10 for effort. I appreciate that. I did try.
Yeah, there you go. He's giving you credit. He's giving you credit too for trying. Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. I guess, you know, try and get me to get tongue tied here. Doesn't hurt my feelings. Next, we got 5,000 sats via Fountain from Matthew D. And Matthew D is just boosting the Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Keeping the streak alive there, Matthew D. Great to have you on. Next, we got 2,222 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Perminerd. Another great episode. You and your guests make me feel like the dumbest guy in Bitcoin. The subtitle of your show should be Local Bitcoiners Getting Shit Done. Chicago Bitcoin Collective with John Brady and Foyes, episode 20. And, you know, that's really the epitome of what those guys have done over there is they got together and they got it done, man. And I think this is another product of, you know, letting these relationships build over years. Once you're really ready to fire off something big, the small and slow solutions, at some point, You can take that next step in the phase of succession and whatever your meetup is. And in this instance, it turned into a whole restaurant and, you know, co-working space clubhouse for a Bitcoin hub for Chicago. And it's amazing that it exists. I just love it. I think about it all the time, like how amazing it is that's available now for you to go to.
And the speed at which those guys worked, I'm telling you, I was blown away. I couldn't believe that they went from like idea to grand opening in like a year or less. It was unbelievable.
It was just a few months, man. It wasn't even really a year. That once they've got that building, you know, it was like the building, they got the building and boom, it was like open. You could go there like immediately. It was amazing. Next, we got 5,000 sats via fountain from Lake Surfer. Separate money from state. And that was from, on the Chicago Bitcoin Collective episode 20. Thanks, Lake Surfer. I did see a note of some surf action on the lake there. So, you know, you are, you know, who you say are. You're surfing on that Lake Michigan. That's great, man. Show me, I'd love to see more of that, actually. Next, we got 1,000 sats via fountain from Sats Pit. Thank you for bringing awareness about meetups. Love your show. And that was on episode 1. So there you go. Sats Pit, the Palmyra's new endeavor there is now boosting as well, getting the word out. Check out Sats Pit.
And now a community member and also giving some love to episode 1. Love to see it. Thank you.
Yeah. Next, we got 21,000 sats via fountain from John Gordon. Let's keep building in the bear. Check out what we've got cooking at Chicago Bitcoin Collective and Fork and Coin. Value for value, hashtag value for value, hashtag Bitcoin. And that was on Chicago Bitcoin Collective, episode 20. So John is just letting everyone know you gotta keep paying attention. Don't let this episode just go by and get on that website, see what the events are. If you've never been to a meetup in the Chicago area and you're not far away, this is your opportunity to go do something real cool.
Yeah, and thanks for the huge boost. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved having you guys on.
Next, we got 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Rev Hodel. That's me. And I'm just showing how you can do this, get the events, you know, featured on the website to get into that 21K sat zap. And so I was boosting here the Bitcoin Beers meetup in the West Chicago West Suburbs in Elmhurst, Illinois at Bottle Theory. That's July 29th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll be there with, you know, chicken eggs, duck eggs, maple syrup, soap, candles, you know, all kinds of good goodies. Maybe I'll have some lamb with me and, you know, come hang out. You can meet me and we can do some Bitcoin stuff. Next, we got 100 sats via localbitcoiners.com from Admin Pac-Man. And so this is the beginning of Admin Pac-Man's sprint here. So Admin Pac-Man boosted 100 sats on episode 1. They boosted 100 sats on episode 2, 100 sats on episode 3, 100 sats on episode 4, 100 sats on episode 5. And I will say episode 5 was the meetup is the Farmers Market, Kansas City, Missouri, with Augie. And so that was an episode that has now kind of been dethroned from the leaderboards. That was on the leaderboards for pretty much
forever
since we had the leaderboards going.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, Augie and the Kansas City folks, if you're listening and you want to revive that episode back on the leaderboards, you can, you know, pop off some boosts and get it back up there. No pressure. Next, we got 100 sats for episode 6. So 100 sats again for episode 7 from Admin Pac-Man. 100 sats episode 8. 100 sats episode 9. 100 sats for episode 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, and now we get a boost. So there is no boost for episode 15, so they skipped one, and they hit episode 16 with 100 sats, episode 17, episode 18, 19, and 20. So there you go, Admin Pac-Man, great boost sprint. All those, a little bit of those sats is going out to all those meetup organizers, all the guests on the show for their meetup cultures, helping to support them. And now you're, you know, one of the core group of the local Bitcoiners community. So keep hanging out.
So I love the sprint, Admin Pac-Man. No notes though. You're in the core group. We want to get to know you. You should, you know, let us know where you're from or tell us a little bit about yourself or give us some feedback on the show or tell us why you listen. We'd love to hear more about you and learn more about you and get to talk about you a little bit now that you're up here on the leaderboards.
All right. Next, I got 420 sats. This is me boosting another meetup. This is the Chicago Bitcoin Collective BitDevs. That's July 23rd, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Chicago Bitcoin Collective. So go to check out the BitDevs. I will most likely be there. And once again, same deal. I'll have all my stuff. We can hang out. We can learn a little bit. We can drink from that fire hose of technical information, wash all the pleb slop off. I love that. I do enjoy myself some pleb slop from time to time. It does scratch an itch. I can't, it's like, you know, something you just can't look away from sometimes. And finally, I did kind of do an example here of, I featured a meetup that wasn't something that I created. So 420 sats via localbitcoiners.com. I featured a meetup from Jordy, the Free Cities Conference in 2026, Prospera, Step Inside. And that's September 3rd. From 12 p.m. to Sunday at 8 p.m. And that's in Bay Islands, Honduras. So I just thought that was a cool, this Prospera, the thing going on there, I've been kind of interested in that. And so they are having a conference over there, which I saw on our website, which is cool. And so I featured the meetup on the site.
And now it's featured. Hell yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad you used it that way, right? Because it shows people if you are on, let's say, Plectos and you happen to see a cool meetup coming up. Well, it doesn't even have to be yours. It doesn't even have to be your meetup. You don't even have to be going to it. If you just think it's cool and you'd like to feature it on the website, you can do that. There's tools there that will, you can just look up the, in this case, Jordy's was already on the website because Jordy's in the community. But the people don't even have to be in the community. You can just copy and paste the Noster address for the event and bring it over and paste it in, and then you can boost that meetup and it will still be featured. So pretty cool.
And when you feature a meetup, that puts you on the wheel for getting that 21K sat zap. So
that's right.
let's see some meetups on this events feed over there on the community feeds on localbitcoiners.com. Wow, what an amazing string of boosts there. I think that's probably the most interaction that we've had in recent memory of any episode. I mean, everybody loved that episode. And you know, we got a lot of boosts on other shows, you know, older shows. And
yes, we did.
So really cool, guys, that you're listening, you're participating. We say this is an opportunity for you to take advantage of this effort that you're sending sats out. You know, be like Sats Pit, talk about the products that you got. Be like, WitSixer and talk about the meetup that you got going on. Whatever you like, you know, it would be interesting, you know, we're peripherally in this value for value, music, corner of Noster, with Chad F and Boost Me Bitch. Not Boost Me Bitch isn't the music side. I think it's more Stablecraft, but anyways, yep. You could probably put some value for value music in the boost and be like, hey, check this band out, whatever. All of this stuff, this is our culture. This is the cultural capital. We want to see all the stuff that everybody in the community likes and share that information with everybody so we can all be on the same page. If we all have the same intellectual and experiential capital, now we've got a strong culture.
Well, I think talking about the V4V music stuff, that's fully compatible with our pod. You know, we're calling it a podcast feed because that's what most of the boosts are on podcasts, but technically it should really be an RSS boost feed. So I believe if you boost a song and you leave a message, it will show up on our podcast feed. So if you've got your favorite artists and you'd like us to know about it, or you'd like the rest of the local Bitcoiners community to know about it, send them a boost because it'll show up on our website.
This is how Noster's badass, man. You just take one action and all of a sudden it can populate in ways and places that you didn't realize and really get the share that information, get people to see it, get exposure to it. It's beautiful. We'll see how this continues to progress.
All right. All right. Another good episode in the books. Thank you again, Matthew D, for all your support. Matthew D had to drop off like halfway through the V4V section. understandable given the number of boosts that we needed to read off. Nice job, Rev, getting through all those. You had to go maybe a little bit faster than normal, but I think we got, I mean, you got through them all, crushed it.
Yep, we did it. I would be happy to do this every episode, you know, just read off boost after boost after boost, you know. It just shows that there's good information out there. There's good things to be seeing on this. Noster is not dead. Look at it. You know, look what's going on. There's a whole vibrant,
very active
thing going
Hell
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again to everybody who boosted. We hope that you're getting your value back a little bit here. We hope we're interacting with you on the show and bringing some light to all the cool shit that you guys have going on. So thanks everybody so much. And I think with that, we can roll the outro.
Episode complete. If you run a Bitcoin meetup and want to talk about it here, reach out. Check the show notes for contact info, link to meetup organizer resources on GitHub, and more. Send us a boost of any size and advertise your next meetup. We'll read it out on the next episode. And remember, attend your local meetup or start your own. Local Bitcoiners are always just one meetup away.